Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from ACGC is the Athletic Director, Cody Mathewson, now joining us. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely, and let's talk about a couple of things with ACGC School District, most notably here this last week from the Athletic Association and the Girls Athletic Union. They had put out having Family Week, or otherwise some people might know it as Dead Week, where there is no school-sanctioned activities, events, nothing happening that last week. So tell us a little bit about how you think, you know, this worked out with the ACGC School District and your thoughts about that.
Yeah, for us, you know, at smaller schools, I think it's an opinionated thing based off of whether you think it's an advantage to smaller schools or more beneficial should be the better word. You know, with smaller schools, you have a lot of kids who are multi-sport athletes, or, you know, their sports cross over a lot. And you see a lot of four-sport athletes who go from fall to winter to the spring to summer, then right back into the fall again. And, you know, they really don't get a chance to have a break. And there's a lot of stuff that I think we need to take into consideration this year. I know we as a football staff and as a just basically being able to evaluate our kids and look at our kids and understand, read them. You know, obviously we missed out on a lot of stuff with COVID, and we're all very aware of the amount of time we didn't have with our kids. But I think we really need to look at the benefit of what the dead week really provides, because there's a lot of people or coaches or weightlifting or whatever it may be who think, you know, these kids are behind. They've missed out on, you know, last year they missed out from March till July when they opened at least they opened up the weight rooms, or in June when they started baseball season back up, and aren't acclimated. Their bodies aren't acclimated. Their minds aren't acclimated to being a 365-day athlete. And you got to remember, like, the kids who are going to be seniors for us right now, the last time they were 365-day athletes was their freshman year. You know, some of these kids are struggling mentally. They're not used to this yet. So them to have a planned break to where the coaches don't even have a choice to even meet with them and have time with them, I think it's going to be very beneficial in that aspect of things, in my opinion.
And now we were talking before we got on the air here, Coach, about the fact that next year's Family Week will cause some scheduling conflicts potentially, and maybe some headaches for you being AD, as state track will then coincide with this subject as far as pushing up baseball and softball, so that way Family Week can actually take place when there is no state baseball like it did happen this year.
Yeah, you know, as the head track coach and as a lot of our, I guess, baseball players who are track athletes, and, you know, when I look at what our potential is 7, 8, 9 months down the road for track, and I look at our baseball roster and the kids that played at the varsity level this year, there's going to be probably, if I had to guess, 50% of our kids who start on the baseball diamond or from the past year will probably be and hopefully be running at the state track event. So, you know, it's been tossed around at AD meetings and conversations, and I've heard through the grapevine of some other conferences about not playing any games on that first week where they are able to start playing games and kind of transitioning still, which would be no different than what their conference had done in the past, and starting after state track had gotten started. Basically, you know, the state says you can start playing games on this date. It doesn't mean you have to start playing games on that date. You know, the state says you can play, or you can run in X amount of track meets now, and you can have the indoor ones and the outdoor ones, you know, all kind of coincide anymore, where it used to be you could only run X amount of one, X amount of the other. No one says you have to do or fill every single track meet. You know, I don't have to run two track meets a week. I can only run one. But based off of personal choice, that's just how we do it with our training. So again, no one's making us play that first week. We still have that choice. It's just going to be within the conference whether or not we can able to set up a conference schedule in regards to being able to have the opportunity to get all of our conference games and play every team twice through the whole season, softball and baseball, in the amount of time before postseason play starts. So, I mean, it could be done. It's just going to take the ADs putting their minds together and being able to make everything work out to benefit our kids, especially at the lower and smaller school levels.
And now let's switch over to another subject here. And obviously, some school districts around Iowa, and I'm sure across the country, have felt this too, the impact of having a shortage of officials to be able to handle games. And rightfully so, because of the pandemic, I'm sure. But you were telling me before we got on the air as well, Coach, didn't seem to have that much of an issue at ACGC schools.
Yeah, as we talked about, you know, in our prior conversation, we did end up pretty fortunate. We had actually just one game get postponed this whole entire year. So therefore, you know, we didn't have to worry about rescheduling or making something up and then having to find officials who were, you know, booked out for the entirety of the year. The only game that we did have bit postponed was our district baseball game that we hosted the first round, which was us and South Central Calhoun and then Southeast Valley and West Central Valley. We got the first game started, and then I think a majority of people had those games get postponed or they called it and they ended up playing on Monday. But for us, I mean, the guys who showed up and did umpire that first game, they didn't come back on Monday because they were turned around and umpiring the 3A, 4A district games. So we actually had different umpires come in, which wasn't an issue because we only got, you know, 1 1/3 inning into the opposite game, the first round game, which was a 5 o'clock start. So, yeah, I mean, that's on them to find umpires when that time comes, but it's on us as ADs to figure it out during the season. We have a guy who we have as an assigner who assigns the umpires, and, you know, he's on us to get our schedules in pretty early. You know, we've already got our basketball schedule sent in too for the winter for our varsity games and our JV games. So, you know, they're trying to stay on top of it, get ahead of the game. And about every umpire I talked to, you know, from here on out was, they were booked almost for the entirety of the year, almost every single night they were playing. I mean, we had a game where we played Exire EHK on a Saturday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And those guys had just came from Woodward Granger, which is about a 50-minute drive. And they had umpired two games in a tournament that day. So they were on their third game of the day already at that point in time. So, I mean, if you want to stay busy, you're going to be able to stay busy if you want to get in the umpire industry. So, I mean, I know as a conference and, you know, these guys are working their tails off and they're doing everything they can, and we're very appreciative of them. I think there's a lot of people who make a lot of calls that sit behind the fence, you know, and I encourage those people to please go get your officiating license, because there's a lot of people who seem to know a lot about the sport but aren't willing to put themselves in that position to travel around and help out the kids. Sometimes easier to coach from the stands and to umpire from the bleachers, right?
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program, here with ACGC AD is Cody Mathewson, joining us once again for part one of our two-part series. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.